It is Friday, the 19th day of August for the year 2011. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And inside the Anthony and Susan Hoy studio with us is Becca Bacon-Barton, the editor of What's Up, found in Northwest Arkansas newspapers.
Ever heard of a band called Rammstein?
No.
I don't
know.
Maybe, maybe not. Didn't know.
Metal.
Ah.
German.
Ah.
Ah.
Best performance concert, best performance art at a concert I've ever seen. They came out on stage in giant diapers and never made any kind of eye contact or any interaction with each other or the audience. There was no, hello, Kansas City. It was weird, but impressive. I haven't seen the band Here Come the Mummies, but I love them anyway. There's 12 of them. They played Wakarusa dressed in mummy wrappings in 100-degree heat. And they would only be interviewed for What's Up in character by email because mummies don't reveal their true identities or speak. So according to their backstory,
I admire the dedication.
And they're funny. According to their backstory, the members of Here Come the Mummies were cursed by an Egyptian pharaoh after someone made a pass at his daughter.
Of course.
They say, and I quote, "Thus we were preserved with our functioning organs fully intact. This means that instead of your dusty mummy stereotype, we get down." Okay. Huh. Music writer Kevin Kinder says the Nashville group is a funk band at heart. Mm-hmm. And they should have a good time tonight at Neumeier's Rib Room in Fort Smith.
So it's a double bill? Here Come the Mummies and Rammstein?
No.
No?
Okay. No. It was just a parallel.
Mm-hmm.
Let it go.
Oh, so this Rammstein group is not coming here.
If they ever came to this part of the world, yeah, no.
Okay.
Here Come the Mummies, 9 o'clock, $20, Neumeier's Rib Room. They'll be at George's on December 8th.
Okay.
Also tonight, on a completely different musical note.
Yes.
Okay, I was waiting for applause for that. Four veterans of the Broadway hit The Jersey Boys are at the Walton Arts Center as the Midtown Men.
They'll be wearing suits.
And ties. Did you talk to Christian Hoff?
I did. He didn't have any character to hide behind. He just talked like a human being, and it was a lot of fun.
He's very articulate. That's who I spoke to, too. And he's very articulate. He's a Tony Award winner. You know, they started singing backstage at the Jersey Boys, and then it just turned into this tour. And they're loving it. Did he tell you he has five children?
Well, I knew that, and I asked him about it because he also does many, many voices. He has the world record for most different voices in an audiobook, 241.
Richie Rich.
And he did the voice of Richie Rich, and he's done a lot of voiceover work since he was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
So I just asked him if that was something that came in handy when he was playing with his kids, and he said yes.
Ages, what, 16 to 4 weeks?
Something like that, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm exhausted. Anyway, the Midtown Men play at 8 tonight and 2 at 8 tomorrow at the Walton Arts Center. This is a big show.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be a lot of fun.
And their new CD, called 60s Music, is available for the first time anywhere on the planet tonight at Walton Arts Center.
Excellent.
It just got pressed.
$38 to $54 for tickets. It'll be fun. And also music, but also completely different. The Golden Years of Radio show is back at Rogers Little Theater tomorrow night to benefit the Northwest Arkansas Community College Scholarship Fund. The show stars TV news anchor Neely Jones' dad, Sam, and members of the Route 66 Playhouse, including, did you know this, Michael Wallace, who was the voice of the sheriff in Cars.
Yes, Sam mentioned that when he stopped by.
There you go. 7 o'clock Saturday, Rogers Old Theater. Tickets are $35. Do not call the RLT box office. Call 619-4184.
Yes, okay. That's the Northwest Arkansas Community College Foundation's number. So,
and if you don't think that's enough music, the Eureka Springs Bluegrass Festival continues through Sunday with bands like Mountain Sprout and the Hog Sculters and Cletus Got Shot.
I love Cletus Got Shot.
The Northwest Arkansas Bluegrass Festival in Harrison continues tonight and Saturday at Beacon Park. Names like the Harmons, Unashamed Gospel, Bluegrass, Sherman Mountain Boys. And there's other things this weekend besides music.
All right.
There's an auction tonight from 6 to 9 at the Fayetteville Town Center. It benefits the National Veterans Creative Arts Festival, which is coming to Fayetteville this fall. And you can find out more at 443-4301, extension 65127. Saturday is Secchi Day on Beaver Lake, 9 to noon. What's Cooking in Saturday at the Rogers Historical Museum.
Last
so
day.
If you want to see it, get there, 10 to 5. There's a program by Susan Young at 2 o'clock at Hobbs State Park Visitor Center. It's called Before Beaver, and it's images and discussion of the White River before it became Beaver Lake. Right. That should be fun. Big band concert Saturday night, 7 o'clock at Reardon Hall in Bella Vista. It's free, but they're raising money for CASA.
Good.
And John Two Hawks is in concert Saturday night at 7:30 at the Alma Performing Arts Center. Tickets are $15 to $20.
Bargain.
If you were expecting to go to the Washington County Historical Society Ice Cream Social Saturday night, mm-hmm. don't go there.
Oh. Why?
Because what is probably the first time in their history, they've postponed it until September 10th.
Because of
the heat.
Yeah.
Because, nicely put, a lot of their audience are little kids
right.
and older folks.
Right.
And it's just been too hot. So they're postponing it until September 10th. And when it does happen, it's going to be a little abbreviated. Hours will be 4 to 6. Hmm. And we'll have more about that, of course, as it comes closer. So.
Okay.
Thanks, Becca. Becca Bagan-Martin is the editor of What's Up, found in Northwest Arkansas newspapers.